Mishnah Vov, on the other hand, Kol HaLaila, the entire night, ending at Alis HaShachar, at dawn, Kosher is valid Liktsiras HaOmer, for cutting the grain which is needed for the Korban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and there is a mitzvah to harvest the barley which is used for the Korban Omer, to harvest it during the night. And secondly, for burning up the fats and the limbs of korbanos which were offered that day, so the night after they are offered up, they are all burnt on the mizbeach, and that can be burnt the entire night. The Torah explicitly says that it's kol ha'layla, ad ha'boker, the entire night until the morning, that can be done. And the mission ends off, zaklo, this is the rule, davosh mitzvah by yom, something where the mitzvah is that it needs to be done during the day, kosher kol ha'yom is valid the entire day. And the Gemara explains this comes to include another example, which was not on the long list we had in the previous Mishnah, and that is the Lechem Aponim, which were the 12 loaves of bread, which were replaced once a week on Shabbos on the Shulchan. So this process of replacing the bread on the Shulchan, that has to be done during the daytime, and it can be done all day. The Mishnah is also about Laila, but something which the mitzvah is to be done during the night, Kosher Kol HaLaila is valid the entire night. And the Gemara explains this comes to include one more example, and that is eating the Korban Pesach. At least according to the opinion of this Mishnah, one is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until the morning, until dawn, and not only until midnight.